we were checking the whole night, you know, around our area and back, and we were just, like every year, following the board and where we think the value is. Obviously, we came into this draft without a three, and we were able to, you know, get ourselves back into the third and feel like there'll be some value.
Brandon Bean, far from done. Having not exactly officially started on this draft. The Bills with pick 33 to open round two tonight at 7, if they keep it. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Tyler Dunn at 4 Eastern. Sal Capaccio will join us later on. 803-0550 for your calls. Here is Andre back with us. Andre.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Great.
I guess just like a lot of fans, I'm scratching my head as to what we're doing as far as drafting a receiver, replacing Diggs and Davis. I'm not very confident in our ability to evaluate talent, especially when Bean says that he didn't really have a first round grade, or he didn't see the value at pick 28 for Worthy, and then I see the Chiefs run to the podium and draft Worthy. We all know how history played out as far as us trading with the Chiefs. So I'm just going to sit back and hope that, you know, whoever we do draft pans out. And, you know, I'm just going to sit back and wait and see. So I'll listen and see what you guys got to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do think it is appropriate to point out that the Bills didn't get, you know, they didn't get killed in the trade with the Chiefs 6 years ago. Like they ended up with Josh Allen eventually. That is fair, I think, in the analysis. But I'd be lying if I told you I'm not free. If Andy Reid thinks that he can make this guy work, that troubles me. You know, I don't think the Bills at that point should have just, well, I guess we better draft this guy we think Reed might be targeting, even though we don't like him enough to draft him here and think he's a weird fit for our offense or whatever. I don't want that, but I can't really rectify. Like, he's got a track record. They win and win and win. I know they don't nail receiver picks. They've missed on a bunch of guys in the last few years, the Chiefs have.
That's all you need to know.
It's a long list. But, you know, I talked myself into Xavier Worthy being my, like, I like this idea. Get him on the Bills. Speed, speed, speed. And not only do they pass on him, but they hand him off to the Chiefs. It's just like, come on.
Just, you know, I'm not telling you this because you know this, but there's no reason to refer to the Mahomes trade. It's one trade that was 7 years ago. Was Bean even involved?
No.
Like, what? There's no reason to do that. Like, you made the key point. Just the Kansas City isn't any better at this than anybody else is. They have Mahomes and they have Reed, so this guy's in a great spot, just like Mahomes fell into a great spot. But after that, nothing else matters after that, really. Like, plus, they could have drafted him anyway. You didn't know who Kansas City was going to pick. And if the Bills had drafted Mitchell at 28, we wouldn't be complaining. I might be, but, you know, most people wouldn't be complaining. Let tonight happen is all. Let tonight happen. They could still get the guy, a guy you would have been happy with last night.
And maybe even two of them.
And maybe even two of them. And they've got more pieces to move around and, you know, fill holes. And that's what you want.
And the idea of getting two always appealed to me. I just didn't think it was realistic without a third round pick. But guess what? You know, yesterday's machinations gets you a third round pick. So now maybe that's in the window.
Right. Thanks, Andre. Dennis is next. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. You guys might not know this, but one of the most annoying things is when you're on hold and then right before you, everything that you wanted to say actually just gets said. And
oh, no.
I feel like your phone call is
irrelevant. I'm sorry.
You know, I think you know. I think, Dennis, I feel like you've been around with us long enough. You know what that's called, right? That's having your thunder stolen.
Yes, I do know that.
Thank you for not saying that. I had to.
But Dennis is wise enough to know it really was never his thunder.
Right?
Right, yes. That's someone else's thunder. Kansas City's thunder, maybe.
It's everyone's thunder.
Well, so for me, like, I'm getting annoyed with, I have one friend, we're going back and forth a lot on this, and he does the, of course, because it's Kansas City thing, and I think exactly what you were saying, Mike, I've been wanting to trade back for this whole time, too, but, I mean, you're looking at Sky Moore, and then they bring in Kadarius Toney, And, I mean, the guys that Kansas City brings in to be this guy, they have no proven track record that they have any ability to evaluate this either. So that, to me, is that's point number one. Point number two is if we were to stay – if we were at 28 and we took Adonai Mitchell and then they took Worthy at 32, nobody would be having this conversation at all. Zero. And which is hilarious because the whole thing might end up being they have Worthy and we get Mitchell. And then we get a third-round pick. So how do we lose? That's amazing to me that this conversation even goes on. One second, please. And then, you know, the last thing is what Brandon Bean was saying about how we have to do what's best for the Buffalo Bills. And, like, I don't think that's necessarily just chatter from him. I think, like, if you're afraid to trade with Kansas City or let's even throw in divisional opponents because people talk about that. So that's three more teams that you wouldn't want to trade with. And then you look at teams that are up and coming like Cincinnati and Houston. Oh, no, we can't trade with those guys either. You're eliminating half of your trade pool by people you're afraid to trade with. I think you just trade with whoever makes you the best deal. If you think it's the right move, you do the move, and, you know, you live with it. And from what the caller had said before about how, you know, Brandon Bean has proven he's not great at evaluating talent. Well, fine, then take two guys in the second round. Now you didn't put all your eggs in one basket, right? If you know you're not good at evaluating talent, don't go get Brian Thomas Jr.
Which he probably would not say about himself, but yes.
I'm just saying, if he knows that, then get Troy Franklin and you know, get McConkie and let's go.
Well, that's what I mean, if you're likewise, you too, that what a lot of us have been saying the whole time, and it's completely irrelevant what anybody thinks, including yourself, of how good you are at a, quote, evaluating talent. We don't need to worry about that. The Bills have won a lot of games. Maybe we shouldn't just build from a premise that they're not good at evaluating talent. They've won a lot of games. You know, the best teams in their history have happened in the last few years. It doesn't matter if we think he's good at it or you think he's bad at it. What he needs to know, what all of them need to know, is how to play the odds. It's a luck game, largely. There's a lot you can't know. They put a lot of money into evaluating talent, but there's still a limit to what you can know, so you play the odds, and that is why trading down is better. Just simply better. It's better for your odds. Whether I'm good at it or not, I'm going to give myself this many more chances at being right. And that is the ball game. So you've got a situation here where there are so many receivers, as we've talked about every day for 12 weeks, that are all like, I got this guy high. Every guest comes on, they got a different guy at the top. They got a different guy in the middle. They got a different guy they don't like. It's just simple. You're going to play the odds in a situation where you've got 10 or so players that are all kind of together, equal. Okay, fine. There go three last night. Okay, I'm not worried. Yeah, that's easy to me.
The only thing I wanted to push back on a little bit there is the idea that if the Bills had drafted Mitchell, no one would be complaining about the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy. And I don't look, it would not be like it is now. I mean, no question. There's a whole different level with the Bills trading with the Chiefs and them using that pick to draft the guy that some of us wanted the Bills to pick. But you'd still have people who would have had a preference, and you would still have people who would be deferring to the Chiefs. Even they'd be ignoring Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney and whoever else they've missed on drafting a running back after they won the Super Bowl with a first-round pick like they did when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire and then replaced him 3 years later with a seventh-round pick. Like, we'd be ignoring all that and just going, hardware, mustache, Mahomes, they own me, they got the guy. Watch, Worthy's going to be Tyreek Hill, and our guy's going to turn into Kelvin Benjamin. That would be there because of the Chiefs, because they've won. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. The Bills can't do really anything about it. They can choose to not trade with the Chiefs because of it, but I wouldn't agree with that either. But the whole cocktail, I just don't think it would go away. No matter what, the Bills and the Chiefs were drafting receivers in this draft. They're going to be measured against one another, and we're going to be keeping score of who did the best because that's the team you're trying to beat in January. And he ain't done it yet.
Right. In January. That's right. That's true.
That's how I squeeze that in there. I don't need to hear about your, I don't need to hear about your frivolous, meaningless regular season wins.
No. No. I didn't even watch those games, actually.
Right. Me either.
They meant nothing.
Post game was great, though.
It sounded like we watched them. Probably. Mark is with us. Hopefully, actually. Mark is next. Hi.
Yes. I am with you.
Yes.
So after having 15 hours to digest this yesterday, I've come to a theory, call it crazy or whatever, but I guess everything is on the table. So I think they'll take Mitchell with the 33. And then I think Brandon's got a deal in place, and I have nothing to base this on other than my mind, you know.
Awesome.
Which is scary in itself. So I think that he has a deal in place with San Francisco, and you might see Ayuk here, and I think that you might see him take 60 and pair that up with the Minnesota pick. And next year, and you might have to throw their third in there. I just have a funny feeling with San Francisco taking the receiver. Now they have three receivers. I would like to see Ayuk. I don't want to see Samuel. I think he's too old. But I just think he wants, for whatever reason, some veteran leadership there in the receiver room, and that would give it to him.
Yep, quality.
Taking the jab about you just only in your mind. I like your thinking. It makes sense because the other avenue to a player to fill the void that they chose to create this offseason that wasn't trading up into the top 10 to draft someone who you could plug and play right away is this. And so, you know, there's still ample the 49ers eventually are going to run out of runway here. If they are determined to move someone of their already, their pair of really good receivers, if they're going to move one of them, they're going to have to take something sooner or later. And sooner is the operative word here, because maybe they were trying to get the Bills to give them 28 and the Bills, nope. Maybe they're trying to get them to give them 33 and the Bills are still saying no. I would want them to be saying no. And so at what point does San Francisco just sort of find religion and go, we got to do this, otherwise we're not getting any assets this offseason that we can use now to help us. So maybe that comes together. I'm with the caller. It's weird because I love Deebo Samuel. Like, I love watching him play. I prefer Ayuk, and it's not even close. Like, I'm Samuel's 28 years old and is injured a lot. One of the reasons I love him is how he plays, but how he plays exposes him to injury. And at his age, with the contract already, that's not a preferred route to me, Samuel.
Yeah, I mostly agree. Is it already figured out? I don't know. I kind of doubt it. But ever since Diggs, like a lot of fans, I have thought, well, he must have another move waiting, you know, that's going to make this make sense. And for as much effort as I might want to offer defending trading down, like, because that's my thing, it's still the case that the Bills are down Diggs and Davis from last year at this moment, and the draft is underway, and the Chiefs made this other move, and Diggs is on the Texans, you know, like other teams have made additions, and we're still, I mean, due respect to Samuel, but it still kind of seems like, you know, to give Bean the benefit of the doubt here, even with the cap challenges, there has to be something more substantial to happen here than just drafting even two receivers tonight. I feel like I want there to be, that would make sense to me. That I think is kind of what, as I just said, I've been waiting for, like a lot of people, but it hasn't happened. So we're still in suspense here. Tyler Dunn coming up at 4. Sal Capaccio later. Round 2 tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.